We're the farm station, all ag, all day. From the 2024 CattleCon in Orlando, I'm Tony St. James. James Clements with us from Earth Optics. Great to see you.
Good to see you, Tony.
Okay. First off, let's talk about you. You're in the Kingsville area.
Right.
A little background about you and how you ended up with the company.
Sure. Both sides of my family have been ranching for a long time. I just spent the last 10 years working at King Ranch, and I met Lars, the CEO of Earth Optics, out on a job. Exxon funded a study through B Carbon, testing about 5,000 acres of soil on King Ranch, and I spent 5 days talking to Lars and some of his team members, and a few months later I asked him for a job because I believed in what he was doing in terms of the measurement of soil and the pursuit of getting a better understanding of the amount of carbon being captured in soils and how that changes and adjusts and doing the best possible data gathering in that pursuit.
Well, that's a perfect segue into the company. I mean, you've already kind of described it, but how did the company even come about?
So Earth Optics is a five-year-old company. We're a soil health measurement and mapping company. So we measure compaction, we measure different nutrients, we measure carbon, we measure moisture. And so the original concept, and still our concept to this day, is try to give people a snapshot of what's going on their soil and so they can make management decisions to benefit that soil. So instead of doing a single practice on the whole ranch, maybe just focusing on the places that need an application to benefit the soil or a management change. But now we've crossed over 1 million acres in soil sampling. 90% of grassland soil carbon credits are through our testing, and so 80% of our business has become soil carbon testing for the pursuit of soil carbon credits.
So not actually into the carbon credit space, but facilitating that.
That's right. So sometimes I'll work with ranchers, sometimes we'll work with the buyers of carbon credits, Fortune 500 companies, and then a lot of the time we work with what we call the developers. So the people in the middle, they're trying to facilitate a transaction of acres of land generating carbon credits that's then being sold to the big company on the other end. And so we're in the middle just providing the best data and information. And then I personally serve as basically a consultant to the ranch. So I'm trying to protect the rancher, the farmer. We are trying to do that in terms of like give them information, give them the best possible directions they can take to sell that carbon credit down the line. And so because the rancher, the landowner, is precious in this transaction. The demand is there. All these companies want to buy carbon credits, but it's making sure that that rancher or farmer is getting the best possible deal and has the most control over what's happening on his or her place.
So how do you map this? How do you go out and put this together, especially in some of the areas that there, it's range, it's pasture, it's cliffs. How do you do that?
You bet. So some of that is some of our patented stuff too. But we take, old soils or traditional soil samples, 18-inch meter cores, and then we have what we call a ground owl, and it takes an X-ray and other localized data that penetrates into the ground to give you an idea of the texture and the makeup. We take GPS coordinates, we take photos like any NRCS project in terms of what does the range look like, and then we have imagery. So a few of our people come from SpaceX and NASA, and they're imagery specialists. A few of our people are soil scientists. A lot of our people are field technicians. And so it's compiling all that data, and then that gives you a very good idea of like this is what the soil looks like there underground, and this is the amount of carbon you have in the soil or the amount of carbon you're capturing or the compaction of your soil or whatever we're pursuing that day.
So really we're talking cattle at this point in the livestock industry, but is this something that could even span over to row crops?
Absolutely. So our customers originally were more row crop focused, but we've now grown into the range business. But what I'll say too is that a big reason I'm here is our data defends ranching, meaning cattle are speeding up that cycle of grass growth, which means carbon capture. And so that, and you're adding another diversification for a ranch or a farm too, so added cash flow. So two things that can benefit the long-term health of a financially of a ranch, right? It's one, I'm defending our industry, or we are defending the industry with this data, and then two, you can now provide more cash flow for that farmer or rancher too. So that's another big reason. And again, why I'm here is I'd like farmers and ranchers to drive this conversation so that the buyers and the big companies that are saying scope 1, 2, 3 or carbon, you know, the amount of carbon sequestered by this date, they're putting realistic expectations on what can be done and not trying to reinvent the wheel, because the farmers and ranchers we work with are generally already doing the best thing for their land. And so it's just about quantifying that and then monetizing that.
All right. If we want to find out more information about Earth Optics, can we do that online?
Yes, sir. Earthoptics.com. We've got all the social medias, and you can find me, James Clement, on LinkedIn or wherever, and I'll be happy to answer your questions too.
Okay, earthoptics.com is where you'll find Earth Optics. James Clement is Senior Vice President of Grass and Rangeland with the company from the 2024 CattleCon in Orlando. We're the Farm Station, all ag, all day.